overall from a schematic side, for example, Pittsburgh, going with Russell Wilson last night to kind of see what he gives them and what that is relative to Fields. And honestly, they'll probably need both guys, but at least Coach Tomlin has a good feel now. And you got to give Coach Tomlin a lot of credit. I mean, that was as usual, he makes a lot of good moves and knows his team extremely well. But, now he knows what he has with Wilson. He knows what he has with Fields. And, that's a good thing to have halfway through the season and have two guys that you can count on. He didn't know that until last night for sure about Wilson. He knows a lot more now. So, I think there are some ways to improve your team. But when I say football starts after Thanksgiving, I think that's really in terms of, how the season's going to end.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That was Bill Belichick with Pat McAfee talking about the decision that Mike Tomlin made to play Russell Wilson, saying that Tomlin knows his team. We're joined now by Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. And Jeff, you've been around for Mike Tomlin's tenure. Was this the boldest decision that he's ever made?
What the hell does Belichick know? because how many times has he had to make real quarterback decisions over the span of his tenure? I mean, yes, he had to pick between Kenny and Mitch, but I think this, because of the veteran status of Russell Wilson and the fact that the Steelers were 4-0, I think you could make that argument. It was his boldest decision, and quite interesting how, last week, how our thoughts were going and now going into this week with the Giants game.
Well, Jeff, I thought that was the most well-balanced game that the Steelers have played in a while on Sunday night. Both of us, we were there. We saw each other in the press box. But if you're trying to pick this game apart and find some negatives, did you see any negatives that were glaring against the Jets?
I mean, they got a couple of bounces, which helps. I mean, the one on the Pickens goes off the helmet. If that doesn't happen, how does that maybe change how this game occurs? The Steelers have gotten a couple. They got a couple of calls in the previous game. So they've had a couple of things go their way. As far as breaking it down, I mean, there are times Russ was under pressure. So I guess maybe you could drill down on that. But really, I thought they played as solid a team game. Got a block on special teams, defense did well. I know people were tearing apart Aaron Rodgers, but I thought the defense played pretty well. And offensively, George had more yards in a game with Justin Fields and more catches, but it was just the way that it all looked, which just seemed so much different.
Jeff Hathorn joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Steelers' defense in the second half was outstanding, and the same could be argued the week before against Las Vegas. I feel like once they got a beat on Rodgers getting rid of the ball as quickly as he was, it stopped being about getting him on the ground and more about heating him up, get the hands up, and at that point, I think they had a lot of success. Jeff, with the offense playing well these last couple of weeks, certainly on Sunday, wouldn't it be nice if this defense can get a lead, pin your ears back, rush the passer a little bit?
Well, and that's what Cam was saying after the game. So once they got that lead in the second half, they could really go after Aaron Rodgers. And, man, I'll say this, for most of the year, the halftime adjustments they made defensively have been spot on. The game against Indy, they were struggling, came out in the second half and for the most part played a hell of a lot better defense. They've played this season much better after halftime on the defensive end. But yeah, I mean, the one thing maybe I would say to the last question is maybe you have to tamper it down because it's the Jets. And even if they have another good performance against the Giants and you're like, okay, but are those teams any good? But you're going to find out right after the break if that's the case. And hopefully it is. I mean, you got to beat the teams that are on your schedule. And what's one of the biggest complaints you have about Mike Tomlin every year? He loses to teams he's supposed to beat.
Jeff, we'll clearly find out probably more information on this front today when Mike Tomlin does speak in his weekly press conference. But in your anticipation on the injury front, Nick Herbig, could he possibly be back? Cordarrelle Patterson, could he possibly be back? And Dante Jackson, how long do you anticipate him being out for?
Yeah, Dante, I'm not exactly sure, but the fact that they're going to elevate a corner probably tells you a little bit of something. And Dante's been dealing with injuries off and on throughout camp, just little nagging things here and there. But he's been able to bounce back. So I guess we'll probably see how the week plays out, but I'm not optimistic with Dante. As far as Nick, as far as Cordarrelle, and we haven't seen them on the field yet. You know, when you saw last week with Highsmith, you saw that limited practice at the end of the week. That kind of gave you optimism going into this week. We didn't see that at all. So I don't know if they'll be ruled out, but I think we're going to have to see how the practice week plays out for those guys. And man, I thought Highsmith played well considering he's coming off a groin injury. He held his own over on that side.
Real quick on the previous question, Steelers outscoring the Jets and the Raiders 44-6 in the second half the last 2 weeks. The Steelers lead the NFL with a plus 68 point differential in the second half. So they've been the best second half team in the entirety of the NFL. Jeff, you're in the locker room there after the game. Najee Harris talking about this offense being one that could lead to maybe something special. Are you sensing a different level of confidence? Not just different than previous years, but was there a different level of confidence even compared to the Justin Fields-led Steelers?
I think a little bit, just because of how it was more balanced. You know, even in the good Justin games, most of it was ground, or Justin would use his feet. I know he'd have a 300-yard game against Indy, but a lot of that was needed. It just felt like a different type of offense. And some of that's play calling, not just on Justin. But they're able to execute some chunk plays. They're able to get the ball downfield. They drew a pass interference penalty. Like, there are things that you saw from this offense and being able to gain those chunk plays that you hear Tomlin talk about, you know, 12 to 15 times a year of what's needed for this offense. So I think in that regard, yes. And, I mean, some of it you have to credit Russ. I mean, Russ was a good leader. You know, the thing, guys, that impressed me was especially on that one bootleg. Like, he was able to move quickly and kind of sidearm a throw to Freiermuth. That I didn't know. That you couldn't tell from practice. Like, there were little things like that where he showed off some of the veteran knowledge that impressed me about his game on Sunday.
Jeff, did you watch the game last night, the Baltimore Ravens game at all?
Just a little, because they are a machine.
So yeah, like, yeah, I mean, you clearly saw the stat line. I mean, obviously Derrick Henry, 169 yards rushing, and he's been able to break one out almost every single game. You kind of know what the Ravens want to do this year. I mean, they want to, you know, pass the ball. They want to run the football, but they want to close games out with Derrick Henry. With all that being said, like, how in comparison do you see the Steelers after Sunday night compared to the Ravens right now? Like, are they far off or are they closer than we think?
I mean, they're a little closer Sunday than I would have said the week before, just because the offense looked better. But it's still Baltimore 1. I mean, I don't know how you could argue that. I mean, just watching their offense. And now what Lamar Jackson is able to do, Zay Flowers had one catch in that game. They were able to find other targets. They've got multiple tight ends that could beat you down the middle of the field. And you mentioned Derrick Henry. I mean, once again, he busts through. And I'm thinking that defensive back, when he made the tackle at like the 5-yard line, I'm wondering if he separated his shoulder
right
up against one of those legs. You know, dude is, I don't know if I've seen a resurgence to where a guy that was that good kind of fell off and then came back to play at this level like Derrick Henry. It has been a, you know, sadly for other fans of the AFC North, it's been a perfect fit for Henry with Baltimore.
He has played 7 games, 873 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns, 6.5 yards per carry. The next closest running back in the NFL in terms of rushing yards has 667. He got 200 more rushing yards than the next closest guy.
And Adam, in a couple of those games, they didn't need him late.
Right.
Because the game was decided.
And don't look now, by the way, just while I'm here on this stat page, Najee Harris, 8th in the National Football League in rushing yards. Jeff, great stuff as always. Really appreciate the time. We will talk to you on Thursday.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn. Check out more of Jeff on 93.7thefan.com.